brothers and sisters, I can see all of you out there. And mind you, if any of you nod off during this, I will take note. Walk by faith and not by sight. Our first reading today takes us back 1,000 years before Christ. God was sending Samuel out to anoint a king from the sons of Jesse in the town of Bethlehem. In this selection process, we encounter a very important lesson about our Lord. God sees beyond the superficial or exterior. He sees into a person's mind and heart. God instructs Samuel to anoint Jesse's youngest son, David, a shepherd boy, over the 7 other sons that Jesse had proudly presented to Samuel. No one expected that. God uses our sense of sight to teach us once again that God's ways are not our ways. God sees things that we do not. This makes me think, have you ever met someone or worked with someone who saw some quality in you, some special thing in you, even before you saw it in yourself? I wonder. You know, our sense of sight is such a commanding sense. It can shape so much of what we think and feel, how we act or judge someone else, that it makes it hard for us to see past someone's external features into a person's mind, into his or her heart. The good news is, my brothers and sisters, God is wired exactly the opposite. We see from the outside in. God sees from the inside out. Great letter from St. Paul to the Ephesians in our second reading. Again, using the human sense of sight, now through the vehicle of light and dark. He tells us in the Ephesians, you were once darkness, but now you are light. Isn't it difficult to see things in the dark? Imagine being the darkness and making it difficult for yourself or others to see things clearly. Such a challenging place to be. But now he says, we are now the light of the Lord. We all might know people who perhaps bring darkness into a room. We also know people who bring light into a room. And they are as different as night and day. St. Paul tells us, live as children of the light, for light produces every kind of goodness, righteousness, and truth. Listen carefully to these words. Parents and godparents, this light is entrusted to you to be kept burning brightly, so that your child, enlightened by Christ, may walk always as a child of the light, and persevering in the faith, may run out to meet the Lord when he comes with all the saints in the heavenly kingdom. I know you're all thinking, I've heard that somewhere before. I wonder where. I would ask Father, but I know he knows the answer. We hear those words at our baptism. When we present the candle to the newly baptized, the candle lit from the Easter or Paschal candle, the candle lit from the blessed flame, the light of Christ entering into the world as the first sign of our Lord's resurrection, entering our dark church at Easter Vigil. We who were once darkness are now the light of the Lord. This reality connects us to Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever, and to all our brothers and sisters over the millennia. How? Through the light of Christ. In John's beautiful Gospel of the Blind Man, we're reminded that when God created Adam, the first man, he fashioned him out of the earth, then breathed life into him, his divine spirit into him. We know that his faith was weak and temptation drove us to fall. In this gospel, Jesus shows us the cure to our fallen nature. And he actually does it in the same way. He takes the elements of the earth, dirt, combining them with his life, his saliva, to form the remedy, sight, to this blind man. Sight is a metaphor for faith. Faith in Jesus, faith as his disciple. Faith is the cure for our fallen nature. In this story, acquiring sight is all about recognizing the true identity of Jesus and learning to live that truth as his disciple. John uses the blind man to prefigure our journey of faith. First, the blind man tells the Pharisees that the man, Jesus, did this. As they continue to question him, the blind man's faith grows. He then describes this man who cured him as a prophet. The Pharisees throw him out, and what happens? Jesus comes to him. He didn't abandon him. He comes to him as he comes to all of us in this Lenten journey. And he asks him and us, do you believe in the Son of Man? The man replies in all honesty, and maybe even like some of us did at some point in our lives, who is he, sir, that I may believe in him? And Jesus tells the man, you have seen him. You have seen him. And the one speaking with you is he. The man, now his eyes of faith more fully open, confesses, I do believe, Lord. I do believe, Lord. In our baptism, we're charged to live as children of the light, and we are asked to walk as a child of faith. Drink of the living water from which we will never thirst, the water of faith. Our Lenten journey, alongside those preparing to be baptized, is about learning to see Jesus as the one who gives true meaning to our lives. True meaning to our lives. This is such a critical message to hear, especially now, right here, right now. These days, life is constantly shifting. We like constancy. We like order. We don't like uncertainty. But there is uncertainty. There's anxiety, fear. We're not sure when this virus is going to go away, what it might do to me, to my job, to my family, to my friends. It's especially important in this time that we might seem a little dark to walk as children of the light. We must be the light for those around us. Persevere in our faith with the help of our family and friends, our church, Mother Mary, Saint Joseph, and our Lord. The light at the end of the virus tunnel might look a little dim right now, but it is still there. The light of Christ continues to lead us. He promises us, and he does not abandon us. He comes to us in prayer. Let us pray in this time of uncertainty for deeper faith as we face the challenges ahead. Let us see through our eyes of faith. Let us remember Jesus Christ behind us, Jesus Christ in front of us, Jesus Christ with us, always.